146 of
Brutal Battle. Yes, it's the second episode in the Mark Zervis recording session. And as we promised, we have a warm-up beer for this episode. We're going to talk about World of Beer that's in Towson, Maryland at the moment. And obviously we're going to do mystery beers because we always do mystery beers. But first, I want to do the final. Hop knowledge. So drink it in. Drink that in.
I'm drinking it in.
All right. So for this one, it's actually kind of short. It's Zeus hops. Now, Zeus hops, although genetically different from other varietals, get shuffled into the CTZ group of hops. CTZ stands for Columbus, Tomahawk, and Zeus. There's a brief history timeline involving different hop growers with the same or similar hop varieties. They each get their own name, as can be seen. However, they emerged back into simply CTZ in their afterlife. Don't let the grouping slow down your impulse to brew some beer with Zeus, as it is simply amazing. And there aren't any examples at this point. So that was kind of a little bit of a letdown as the end of the hop knowledge ordeal. But because of that, I'm going to jump right into what I was saying I was going to do in the interim between the hop knowledge and the start of malt knowledge, which we will do at some point. So this is inspired by a comedian, but I don't even know his name because he's kind of a lesser known comedian. There's a show called Flophouse on the Vice Channel, and it's basically where a bunch of lesser known comedians are living in a communal house. They go there and they do these short comedy shows. So this guy had a really funny idea where what he was doing was bringing up Google search, and he would put in how come and then ask everyone in the audience for a letter. And so it would be like, how come? And then someone said L. And then he would read what the autofill options are for the Google search and just kind of make up jokes about it. So like for L, it was like, how come lice don't drown? You know, so
obscure.
It comes up with some interesting things. So as the first one, I'm not gonna do an extra letter. I'm just gonna do how come beer.
Okay.
And see what the top autofill are for how come beer, because these are the most commonly searched phrases.
How come beer tastes bad?
I think that is on there. Let's see. So I put in how come beer. So you got how come beer makes you fat.
Oh. Okay.
How come beer tastes bad? You got it, Mark. How come beer makes you pee? Which I can probably answer that. It's just liquid.
Yeah.
And how come beer makes you poop? And the final one, how come beer gives you diarrhea?
Again, it's a diuretic.
So
it gets you fat because it's got a lot of carbs and calories.
So what I want to do then is pick one from the list. And I already did this the other night, so I actually want to pick, to me, the most interesting, how come beer gives you diarrhea.
That sounds good.
See what the top website is that comes
WebMD.
Up. It's Reddit.
It's
a post on Reddit, so you know it's going to be good. So I'm going to click on click on the post Reddit, and I'm just going to read what this person put for the post. They posted, serious question, does anyone else get diarrhea from heavily hopped beers? This is a pretty big problem, as you can imagine. Nobody wants to have to use the pub bathroom a few times in a night. It must be British. I've found that Imperial IPAs and other heavily hopped beers will give me diarrhea and bad gas within a couple of hours. Does anyone know what is causing this and how I can stop it? I'm definitely a hophead, so I'm not ready to give it up. Maybe a couple of Modium before my next drinking session?
He's probably allergic to hops. Like, I'm allergic to salmon and...
That's what it does.
Me 2 days of, like, bad gas, diarrhea, stomach aches. Yeah, he's probably allergic to hops, but...
Dr. Mark.
Yeah, let's see what the Redditors say.
I wasn't going to go too far in that. Well, a lot of it, it looks like a lot of it is people saying, like, you might have irritable bowel syndrome. Some people saying you might have an allergy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But, so that's the game. What do you think?
It's a good game.
All right, so we're going to do that for a few episodes before we get into the malt knowledge. This is a little bit of a break, you know? So stay tuned for the next episode when we will do, we got to call that something, ridiculous beer Googling. Well, we can just call it this, how come beer, dot, dot, dot.
How come, autofill my
glass?
Hole.
Autofill my beer glass?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, there might not be anything official for it. But anyway, let's do the mystery beer. Not the mystery beer, I'm sorry. The warm-up beer, because it's sitting right in front of us. So what we're going to be having today is, it's called Ryan and the Gosling. It's a collaboration between Evil Twin Brewing and Crooked Stave Artisan Beer Project. I believe Crooked Stave is out of... I think Crooked Stave's out of Denver, Colorado, and Evil Twin, you know, is kind of all over the place. This one was done at Westbrook Brewing in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, on a contract brew. So what this is, it's an all Brettanomyces pale ale, and it is also brewed with citrus peel and citrus juice added to it.
Citrus juice.
Which sounds quite good. Let's take a sniff. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Hits you right in the face, man.
It's juicy. It smells very citrus juicy, but I get a lot of like a bitter citrus peel, which they brewed it with the peel. Right,
I get like definitely like a cider. Like if you were to go into like a cider house and gotten.
Yeah, like the tartness and that,
this
like wild ciders, like the Brettanomyces gives it a funk that a lot of wild ciders.
That is interesting.
Have the same smell. There's lemon. There's a lot of lemon
funk.
Tons of funk to it, right? Well, it's all Brettanomyces, so, I mean, there's going to be plenty of funk. There's a lot of funk. There's like a lot of tartness. Smells really good.
It makes me want to just be in, like, a big-ass barn, just, like, you know, just...
Be in a big barn?
Be in a... Just...
Drink by yourself in a barn with the horses and the cows?
Maybe
some chickens?
Just send me back to the medieval times where I'm just, like...
just enjoying
meat
this.
Meat and mead.
Yeah. And this. Well, let's try it and see what we like. Ooh,
that's really good.
Ooh, the flavor is significantly smoother and softer than I was assuming it would be from.
Yeah, like I expected to get hit with some funk right in the face, but
it is funky.
Definitely tasted, but
it's funky. But the funk is—it's not up front. I think what I get first is that like the citrus juice, which is a little sweet.
Yeah.
I get that peel flavor, which is a little bit of the bitterness, and then right below that, I get that funkiness from the Brett. But it's not crazy. It's like a soft funkiness.
It's very smooth.
I get the slightest amount of a tartness on here.
Yeah.
From the nose, I thought I was going to get a lot more of a tartness. But it's just like a soft, citrusy, tart aspect. This is really an easy drinking, flavorful brew.
It's also 4%, I see. Mm-hmm. So you kind of expect it to be a little smooth in terms of alcohol. Like, you don't taste any alcohol on this at all.
This is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like this quite a bit. Man. Damn. Evil Twin and Crooked Stave. Great job. I mean,
well done. Yeah.
Two breweries I typically enjoy what they put out anyway.
And where did you get this?
Actually, I think it was the Iron Abbey in around Philadelphia.
Okay.
I forget what specifically, which city outside. Horsham, maybe?
Horsham.
I don't remember, but I just keep going back to this and taking sips. It's like so inviting. So much flavor, but so easy. God.
Very good beer.
So anyway, while we keep sipping on this, Mark, you went to World of Beer in Towson recently.
I did.
So
2 weeks ago.
Go ahead and tell us about the experience, but I'll say up front, I'm going to rely on you to tell me, because I've actually never been to World of Beer. I've never been to any World of Beer.
There's a lot of locations, apparently.
Yeah,
there's
a chain.
One in the city.
And it's a chain.
There's one set. Okay, yeah.
But they typically have,
they definitely,
a lot of beer.
Obviously, I wanted to try beer flights, because, you know.
You always want to try beer flights.
Yeah, so that kind of takes out the 22 ounces and really any kind of bottle.
Yeah.
Which they had, like, when you go in behind a bar, it's like 10 refrigerators. And they have, and they have them separated, like, there's a limited release refrigerator and things like that. I didn't actually go up to the bar, because I was pretty hammered by halfway through.
So they have an entire section that's just limited release stuff.
Yeah, like, there's a limited release section. It says it there. I didn't go up and look, though. But
so you can just walk right in and be like, I just want to see what's rare today.
Pretty much.
That's cool.
And there is a list, and it always updates. If you go to their website, it'll direct you to what location, and it'll tell you what's new. You can sort it by bottle or draft.
I did notice, because I've checked their website from time to time, because I really do want to go. I just haven't found the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that they are constantly updating that on their site, which is a problem that I have with a lot of bars, because I feel like tons of bars, they don't update their website much.
Right.
Like, all the time, I look at their website, I go there, and the draft list is totally different. And I'm just like, what the, why do you even have a website, really?
Yeah, I was expecting that, too. But no. Everything that I wanted was there, except for one, but that was because they ran out before I wanted it. That was the Breckenridge 471.
Yeah, 471. Yeah, is that like a small batch stout? Or IPA?
It's an IPA.
IPA.
Okay, yeah, small batch. And that they were, that was, I was going to, after I had my beer flights, I was going to get a, just a draft, and they were out of it, so.
So,
since I didn't want to buy another thing of beer flights, because it's like, it's weird, like they have a list of type of beer flights you can get. They have like a beginner's beer, where they'll give you like introduction to craft beer.
So nothing hoppy or dark, really.
No, but it's, they like, do easy. Have like an IPA one, but I'll get into this more. The IPA one, where it's like, it'll start you with like a single, then a double, and then a triple hop, you know, so it gets hoppier as it goes up. And then they had a local one where it's just local breweries. But when I was going to that, the girl was like, well, you can just get whatever you want. Like, then we don't really do any of these. And like, they should really change this on the menu. And I'm like, yeah, they probably should. So
I don't know.
It's cool. I'm sure you could do it. I mean, I guess you're relying on the bartender to choose it.
Honestly, too, for the craft beer community in Maryland in general, it's still relatively fledgling. So
yeah,
I think that is fine to have, because you do get plenty of people who don't really particularly know what their taste is. They know they like one or two craft beers, but they can't pick things out for themselves. So if you can have the beginner's one, or if people know, oh, I do like hoppy stuff, you can have that hop one. And it sounds like that's a great idea, because it like increases in the hops.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed, but she was like, you can just choose whatever, because I was going to go with the local breweries, but it severely kind of cut my list in half, so. But it was, I want to say it was three or 350 for each 3 ounce.
So it was four of them?
Four of them. Four of them. And so it was like, depending on which beer, was either $3 or $3.50.
Okay.
So it usually added up to somewhere like $12 or something like that.
So between 12 and 14?
Yeah, somewhere like
that. Well, I mean, Biroteca, which I complained about recently, $15 flights.
Wow. That's...
But between $3 and $3.50, were there other prices for any of them? Or...
I didn't see, well, the it didn't have it listed, so
right. Okay.
I never saw anything less than $3 or $3.50, and there was three of us that got beer flights, and we all had, you know, different beers, and nothing was more than $3.50, nothing was less than $3.50.
Because I was wondering if maybe like a lager would be less.
It's like $2.50, well, probably something. Not, no, because I know that some of them got like, you know, lagers and things like that, because they're kind of beginners at it. But I know my cousin had gotten the Tropical Cannon.
Okay.
Then that's from a cask, so that one was $3.50.
Right.
I did try that one. I'll talk about that one first. It came to him room temperature.
Yeah, that's what they do with the cask.
Okay.
Casks are always room temperature, which throws people off.
It was
off.
Good, though.
It definitely throws people off, though, because people are just like, wait a minute, this beer is warm. Yeah. Which, actually, there's nothing wrong with drinking a warm beer, unless it's... Like lagers, pilsner, you know, like lagers, stuff like that, you typically, I wouldn't want to have warm, just because that kind of assy finish that they have, when it's cold, it takes that off of it. But like with hoppy beers, malty beers, like,
it was definitely jarring at first. Like, why robust. Did they get, like, because part of you is like, I figured, because it was the only one that we had that was in a cask.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, maybe just this person messed up, so who knows, you know.
They just, like, found a keg that wasn't in the cooler, and they're just like, I'll just fill it from this.
Yeah. So I'll go with what I had gotten, which was the Mojo IPA Nitro, which I talked about last time.
And the Shake.
No, the Shake was in my friend's. I tried that. Oh, okay. So we'll move on to the Heavy Seas Black Beer's Breakfast. That was really, really
good, right?
Good. That is such a good beer.
Isn't it an Imperial Stout with coffee in a bourbon barrel?
Yes. I believe. It is
good.
And the Manor Hill, which you had recommended, the Manor Hill.
Yeah, Manor Hill. Is there an IPA?
It's their...
Or Grisette.
It's their Passion Fruit IPA.
Oh, okay. I have to say, I've had their straight up IPA once. I haven't had much of their stuff. I've heard good things,
passion
though.
Passion Fruit, very good.
Yeah, like, I need to have more of their stuff.
Fruit. And then the last one, which was my favorite, which I had gotten actual draft of because they didn't have the Breckenridge, was the Ninkasa Triceratops.
Oh, yeah, Ninkasa Triceratops. That's a double IPA. I
loved that beer. One else did because it was, like, you know, definitely a heavy beer. Definitely a lot more alcohol than the rest, but, man, that was a good... I didn't have a bad beer. I mean, I wouldn't call the Mojo a bad beer. It was just, you know...
That you weren't feeling right, the nitro with it. Yeah.
But I didn't expect anything terrible because I went into it, you know, knowing what I wanted.
So overall, would you recommend...
I would recommend World of Beer. The burger was good, but I was drunk, so take that with a grain of salt. I have had heard reviews that, like, the service is lacking and things like that, so...
That sucks.
Yeah. I think next time I would like to go with, like, you and Kyle, where we could split, like, a 22 or do some kind of limited. But if I'm going with people that don't really know or don't really like, then, like, my wife got two, the ciders,
Oh, was it Millstone Ciders?
No, these are your... These are
like a Woodchuck?
Yeah, she got two Woodchucks. That's what she Woodchucks like. Actually aren't there's too nothing bad. Wrong with it. It's just, you know, I can't get a 22 or anything like that because I'm the only one drinking it. So, but I would love to look at their limited release and go through that and, you know, try some beers.
Which, by the way, recently I was at Wine World and I saw that Woodchuck put out a bourbon barrel-aged cider.
That's
like, that's crazy, man. I would actually like to kind of try it just to see what that's like, but... But anyway, but have you heard of any of the, like, special events that they've been doing at that World of Beer? Because I like checking
every now and then. They do, like, I know they had, is it Oliver's Brewing Company or something?
Mm-hmm.
I know they had a, like, a tap party for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
and I wanted to try one of their, I was gonna, if they were only gonna make me do local, I was definitely gonna try one of their beers, but since, you know, I didn't have
They've done some food and beer pairing events.
Okay.
Like, they did a cupcakes and beer. They did a Ben and Jerry's and beer, which I was like, that would be a lot of fun. But they're doing a lot of events like that, and they've also had a few beer dinners. Like, they had one that was Sam Adams, including... For dessert, you got a very small pour of Utopias, which is a $200 bottle.
Wow.
I mean...
Definitely. I mean, I like them on Facebook just to see what kind of...
Yeah, like, what's new.
Definitely want to go again. And, like, when you look at their menu, like, it'll tell you, like, what beer to pair with, like,
different
things. Yeah.
That's great.
Like, it doesn't say the specific beer, but it'll say, you know, you want IPA, you know, or this or that.
Well, it's an upgrade over what most places have because they don't have anything. And then when you ask the people who work there, they usually don't know what to pair with it.
I mean, I'll say this. The server was nice because they had poured me the wrong beer for the Mojo. Like, when she set it down, she was like, that's not the Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew the color. She knew that's what she, good. You know.
Educated.
Yeah. So she was definitely educated at it, which is good.
Yeah, because there are certainly places I've been to where...
And it wasn't insanely busy for a Saturday afternoon evening, so...
Good for you, not for them necessarily. Yeah.
Well, it was busy enough.
Well, that's good.
So, but definitely a place I would recommend.
Cool. I'll go eventually. I'll report back when I go. I like the idea of you, me, and Kyle going and splitting some 22s.
Yeah.
Maybe all from the limited release.
Yeah, that's just give us every one from everything. One of all of them.
Let's do that.
And I assume that you can take bottles home. I mean, why, you know, if you're buying a bottle, probably. Why you couldn't take it? But you know,
probably. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Well, while we've been talking, I've still been hitting this Ryan and the Gosling.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
God, it's good, man. Well, it's a 22.
Which is unfortunate for the mystery beers, because it has a lot to, you know.
It's a lot to offer. But this happens, too.
I mean, you specifically picked that beer because you probably thought it was going to be good. These, on the other hand.
Yeah. And it happens a lot on the show. We'll do the warm-up beer, and I end up being, in the end, like, I like the warm-up beer a lot better than these mystery beers. But, you know. All right, well, speaking of the mystery beers, let's just go ahead and hop into them. The when it came down, Rebecca brought it down, massive amount of head. I'm talking, look at
yours different than mine. Yours is clear. Mine is very cloudy.
Yeah, you probably got the bottom of the bottle is why.
Yeah,
I
can definitely see sediment, heavy sediment at the bottom, like chunks.
When my glass was brought down, it had like 2 inches of head in it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It was that much. And it looked very uneven on the top, which would usually signal to me that there is Brettanomyces in it. So I'm going to be looking for that funky aspect. Typically, like, big heads like that with uneven head, it'll be like a Brett. thing, but it's very, like, straw yellow.
Yeah.
It's, like, almost...
And, ugh, clear. I get like funk. Tint. I get dish rags this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells funky. Big, lemony.
Very funky.
Lots and lots and lots of lemon. There's something else in there, though.
You know, I don't even want to tell you what this smells like. It smells a little bit like puke. Like,
very like the funky. Bile?
Like, yeah, like when bile. You kind of, like, burp in your throat.
Yeah.
That's what I get from it. That's.
I could see that from that kind of funk mixing with that tartness in there.
That's, yeah.
It is a little bile-ish, but.
It's not, I mean, look, I'm not saying it smells, you know, that's terrible.
I smell some peach. I legitimately smell a little peach in there.
I can't get over the funk. Like, it is this funky. Is even funkier than the Ryan and the Gosling.
Well, just take a few, like, swirl it and then take a few deep sniffs just of it and think it. Peaches.
Think peaches. Well, I can think there's blueberries. There's
definitely peaches in there, though. This definitely smells like peaches, man.
I can't get over that funk. Like, that is just, like...
funky, citrusy,
like, I peachy. Hope this tastes better than it smells. I'm not gonna, you know...
Oh, there's a little bit of apple note on the nose as well. I can get
some cider-esque to it. Like, yeah.
But it smells relatively clean past the funkiness.
Tastes better than it smells to me.
I do get a funky aspect to it.
Yeah, smooth.
I get a lot of a flavor like it's like a lemon peel. It's very lemon peel-ish. I get a little bit of that apple aspect. Do I get a peachiness?
I don't get peach, though.
No, I don't either. I do get a little bit of a grapey quality on there, though.
I can taste that.
Slight bit of a honey note. Mm-hmm.
I taste some apple.
There's a little something on the end that's kind of unsavory to me. And I can't quite pinpoint what that is. It's just a little off-putting at the end. It's not the bitterness. It's some particular flavor. Okay. A little aspirin-y on the finish.
Yeah.
A little bit of like a, yeah.
I get a lot of honey pill. On the end.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of honey on the end. But there's an aspirin note that hits at the end that's turning me off. Eh.
What kind of beer do you think this is?
Shit.
Not a big, not a great beer.
It's like a Brett, I don't know, like is it, I can't even guess. Is it like a Brett Saison, maybe? Something like that, but it doesn't taste very Saison-y. I don't know. I'm not huge on it. I don't know. All right, well, let's look at B. B is really clear, but it's very orange.
Yeah, amber.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Like, yeah. It looks really pretty.
Very clear.
Super clear. Looks
not nice. A huge head.
Small head, yeah. Ooh, very oh my God.
Pine combs and like...
there's pine in there, but yeah. There's a lot of citrus to it.
Yeah, it smells like so fall, good. Like...
Oh my God, it's so tropical.
Like sap. That's what I get, like a sap smell.
There's a little pine behind it, but I get pineapple. I get mango in there. Ooh, God, this nose is...
I feel like it smells like a Christmas candle, like if they were trying to replicate like a pine tree. That's what I get.
Really? I get pineapple.
I get pine.
My God.
I mean, I smell the citrus and the fruit, but...
I get a little bit, like a little bit of the pine, but I mainly get pineapple.
If this
and
doesn't
mango.
Have pine in it, then I'm gonna lose then my you're mind. Crazy. Yeah, because there's.
Yeah. Oh my God, this smells so tropical. Pineapple, mango.
Tropical. Now I smell the mango. Once you said mango, wow.
Yeah. Well, I had been saying it, but.
Well, you said
when you heard it.
You said apple.
Pineapple.
Oh, pineapple.
Pineapple and mango.
Oh, I was thinking pine and apple.
No,
not
no, no, pineapple.
Now I look like a dumbass.
It's all right.
I'm like pineapple. What?
It's also, I feel like I'm also getting a little bit of a hint of like a strawberry note on there as well. This is smelling really good. Like really, really, really damn good.
Yeah.
It smells like, there have been a lot of these coming out recently, like a tropical IPA. Tropical IPA.
Tropical Cannon?
I don't know, maybe it is something like Tropical Cannon. I haven't even had Tropical Cannon, so.
Wow.
Ooh.
Fruity.
It tastes like fruity bubblegum.
Yeah.
Is what it tastes like. Mmm. I get the mango notes. I get the pineapple notes. There's more of a bitterness than I thought there would be in there, but it's fine. Alcohol? Mmm. Like medium alcohol?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
There's so much of like a fruit bubblegum note to it, though.
There's a smorgasbord of tropical flavors.
I mean, I know I was smelling like a slight bit of a pininess in there, but I'm not really tasting that.
I still smell it, but I don't taste it either. All I get is like
tropical notes.
Yeah.
It's relatively light, though. Like the mouthfeel. Yeah,
this is a really good beer.
With how robust the nose was and how it was smelling, I was assuming there'd be more of a body to it, but it's real light on the body.
Definitely light, crisp. Can't say anything bad. There's nothing bad about this beer. I mean, there isn't much of an aftertaste, which is good and bad.
It does fall off your tongue kind of quickly. I think that may...
Then it's gone.
That would be a criticism for me because those tropical notes are quite nice, so I kind of would like it to stick around. But it's a pretty good beer. It does make it so it's very, as some people would say, crushable.
I kind of get the pine... It's just sitting for a while.
I get so much bubblegum out of that. Like, there's so much of a bubblegum aspect going along with those tropical notes. It's odd. But good. Well, that's a solid beer, man. All right.
Let's try it again.
Oh, yeah, probably a good idea.
It smells like funk. I kind of get banana now.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I wonder if that's just like a after effect of having the BRB, or if there actually is some kind of...
It's like a sweet banana, though. It's like those, like fake banana. You know, like you have banana runts.
Oh, okay.
Like that kind of banana flavor to it. Like real sweet and
there's nothing bad about it. It's just kind of is what it is.
Well, I don't think it's terrible, but I don't know. There's that... That, like, aspirin-y aftertaste is kind of getting to me. It's not... I gotta go 2.
I'll go 3.
I'm not too impressed.
So, I don't think it deserves a 2, so I'll go 3.
Okay. 2.5 overall, then. B. My only big gripe, and it actually is a pretty big gripe, is how it... Yeah, it really falls off your palate at the end. And not only do the flavors fall off your palate, but it leaves all the bitterness.
Yeah.
So it's still give just
it. I'm gonna give it a 7. If it didn't give me if it gave me better aftertaste, I'd give it an 8, but I'll knock it down a point for that.
Okay. I was going to go with a 5.
Solid 6.
Yeah, no, that'll make it on to the website as one of the best beers, so quite liked it. That's great. All right, well, let's reveal a loser of the episode. Overall 2.5 is...
Dogfish.
Oh, Dogfish Head Brewing's Namaste is Dogfish Head's out of Milton, Delaware. As a lot of people know, where's the ABV on this sucker? Oh, 4.8% alcohol, so very low.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white beer.
White beer.
So, wheat ale. Brewed with orange slices, lemongrass, coriander, and peppercorns. It's just a lot of stuff going in, which is probably why it was... Tasted kind of convoluted to us.
Yeah.
So, why was there so much carbonation to it? Is it infected? I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. That's odd. Anyway, namaste. It's been a while since I've had that.
Oh, you've had it before then?
Yeah, years ago. Years ago. It's always good to, you know, be refreshed on things you haven't had in a while. So, B, winner of the episode overall of 6, and gonna make it onto the website.
Oh, boy.
Ballast Point Brewing's Mango Even Keel Session Ale with natural mango flavors. Picked out that mango. 3.8% alcohol.
Wow.
That is so low. Well, that's why the body's so low.
Yeah.
Wow. This is a good beer, man. I didn't even know they were doing this. I know they've been doing a lot of like fruited hoppy beers recently. But they came out with the they've had the grapefruit sculpin. They did a pineapple sculpin recently. I know they did like a watermelon Dorado Imperial IPA, which I did have, and that was good. Okay. I don't like typically watermelon beers, but I was impressed with that. I didn't know they did a mango version.
What is it? Hell or High Watermelon or whatever.
Okay. Blah. Wow. Okay. Bal's point. That
good beer. Up your ABV, and it'll be even better.
Let's do a mango Imperial. That'd be good. But knowing it's a session ale, I mean, kind of makes sense now. That's good, man.
Explain to me a session ale for us noobs.
So session ale is just mainly low ABV, you know, which when it's lower ABV, typically it's the body's going to be a lot, you know, a lot less. Yeah. So
we've had some low beers.
Yeah, we really have, including
there hasn't been anything higher than like a 6.5.
This warm up beer is, that's 4%. So, yeah. I mean,
not bad. Low. You know, there's a reason I ain't drunk yet.
I took another sip of the Ryan and the Gosling.
I like that better than.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think I'm Ryan and the Gosling. Damn good. Too bad it didn't end up as a mystery beer. I'll have to tell Rebecca to try and get one at some point and slip it in. So, anyway, we'll be back with, I believe, one more episode with Mark. And then we'll see what we're going to talk about then.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for checking this out. Good time to plug stuff while I'm coherent enough to do so. Go ahead and check out the website, brutalbattle.com. If you want any of the back episodes, like way back, you can go to archive.org and just search Brutal Battle, and you can get everything through there. Because iTunes will only hold, like, the last 50.
Go listen to the first episode again.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm curious about what beers you... Do you remember what beers you tasted?
No, I don't. It's been so long. Yeah. But, I do remember we had a Dogfish Head 90 minute within, like, the first 10 episodes.
I know there's probably a Dirty Dish Rag and a Perm reference by Kyle at some point during the first episode.
I believe there was, like, a weasel carcass talked about in there at some point as well. But check us out on iTunes. Please give us ratings and reviews on iTunes because it helps out. Also on Stitcher, you can check out the social media stuff. Got a Facebook page you can go to. Just search Brutal Battle. On Twitter, I'm at Brutal Battle. I'm Carlin at Brutal Battle. On Untapped, I'm either Carlin Cook, C-A-R-L-I-N, last name C-O-O-K, or you can search Carlton Malibu, all one word. Either way, you can find me that way. Mark, are you on Untapped?
No, I should be.
Yeah, you should keep me to do that.
Remember, but I'm so overwhelmed at the beers that I've had that what don't I remember?
Yeah.
You know, well, that's kind of the problem. Right. But
get on Untapped.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Check out YouTube if you guys want to see some short videos. When I'm drinking in my off time, I just do like a quick video and post it on YouTube. You can search it as Brutal Battle Beer Break, and that's how you check it out. I think at this point I have like 80-some episodes of that. So I've been working hard in my off time.
And he's nude.
Yeah. Like nude totally. Beer drinking. No, actually, I'm usually in my pajamas, though. I don't care. People can say what they want. I wear pajamas. So what? Anyway, thanks everyone for checking out. Thanks, Mark, for being on.
Yeah.
And please recall, keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.